Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' path to the Democratic presidential nomination got quite a bit harder this week. NPR's Sam Sanders looks at how and why the campaign plans to keep going.
On Tuesday night, Bernie Sanders lost primaries in Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, and Florida. By Wednesday, Team Sanders was trying to explain its path forward.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Today, we are going to host a press call.
One reporter asked if the Sanders campaign now considers itself a long shot. After a pretty long pause, Jeff Weaver, one of Sanders' top advisors, he said this.
Well, I think it is what it has always been, which is an uphill fight.
Another advisor, Tad Devine, went on to list several upcoming states where they think Sanders will win.
Arizona and Idaho. In Utah next week, in states like Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington State.
But Bernie Sanders is down more than 300 pledged delegates. And even with several wins in the next few weeks, making up that deficit will be hard. Devine says it can be done, though. It's kind of like a football game.
You know, we're at halftime here, and we agree that we're behind. But we also think that we're going to win this game, and we're going to finish ahead, and we see a path to get there.
You know, I think he's got a tough road ahead.
I talked with Democratic pollster Margie O'Meara about all of this.
Well, I'm no expert in football, but you don't have a finite number of points, right, that people are kind of trying to allocate the way you do when you're talking about the race for more delegates.
In football, you can just keep scoring if you're good enough. But in the delegate race, there's only a certain number of points, or delegates, up for grabs. And if you don't get them, your opponent does. By NPR's calculations, Sanders would have to win 58% of all the remaining delegates to get the nomination. He'd basically have to win, and win big, in just about every state from here on out. So, knowing that, should Bernie Sanders just drop out?
I think a couple things would need to be true in order to really have a clear impetus for the Sanders campaign to end. First would be running out of money. The second would be underperforming expectations. And the third would be that it's somehow paving the way for President Trump.
Sanders is still raising a lot of money from small donors, sometimes millions in a day, so he can afford to stay in the race. Second, Sanders himself says he's already outperformed expectations before.
We started this campaign at 3% in the national polls. We have come a long way in 10 months.
And third, O'Meara thinks Democrats will support Sanders or Hillary Clinton as a nominee, no matter how long they fight, because Democrats want to avoid a President Donald J. Trump.
There is no never Bernie, never Hillary movement, the way there is a never Trump movement.
What Bernie Sanders does have is a movement to fundamentally change a lot. He wants to do really big things, upend our current campaign finance system, make public college free, and create government-run universal health care. For Sanders and his supporters, all of that is bigger than just an election.
Are you ready for a political revolution?
And if you think of it that way, of course Bernie Sanders should stay in this race as long as he can, because revolutions and elections are two very different things. Sam Sanders, no relation, NPR News.